I have a trash can debate to solve. I know that sounds weird. I was walking my dogs in the suburbs in Tinley Park the other day, and I live in the city, so when you walk your dogs and you have a bag that you picked up their poop in, you throw it in a dumpster, no one cares. I threw it away in someone's garbage can in the suburbs, and they were very upset with me that I used their garbage can. I don't understand the problem with that. 312-946-4995. Tina, what's going on?
Okay, I don't believe it's appreciated by the neighbors either. They're not free to the public. You have your own can, you dispose of your own poo in it.
But it's just garbage, right? Like, what's the problem if I throw my bag in your garbage can?
I don't know. I mean, I guess some people get very personal with it.
So weird. Like, only my trash will go in this can. Thank you, Tina.
You're welcome.
Okay, help me settle this debate. If you're walking your dog, you got the poop bag, are garbage cans in the neighborhood community use? Is it really so wrong to throw it away in someone else's garbage can? 312-946-4995. All right, Kayla, talk to me.
Yeah, I was a dog walker for like almost 8 years, and that was like one of our rules. They made very clear, like, if you have to carry the poop for miles, like, do not use other people's garbage to throw it out.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're a professional dog poop carrier.
I was, right. Yeah. But I wouldn't mind if someone did that to my garbage. I mean, I have the same perspective,
right,
that you,
yes,
did. But
don't put my dog to your dog poop by my pizza box.
Right. It's so weird. But yeah, I just remember that being a rule. So
that's so funny.
I just wanted to pop in and tell you that.
Well, thank you. Jennifer, you heard I threw my dog poop in somebody else's garbage can and they got so mad at me.
You know, she should be appreciative that you didn't throw it on her driveway. I mean, there's a lot of mess that people aren't even throwing away in the garbage can.
You're like, you should be happy I'm the best of the worst.
Right. Be a team player. You should have just left it on her front porch and set it on fire.
What's up, Steve?
Scotty, okay. I own a roll-off business in the northwest suburbs, and it is illegal by law to throw dog poop or anything else in somebody else's garbage can or dumpster.
Really?
It's called theft of services. I've taken about 7 or 8 people to court. It's a $1,500 fine plus whatever the court costs are. Plus, you have to rent a new dumpster for the customer and pay for the old one that you threw in garbage into. Whether it's dog poop or a Kleenex, it's called theft of service.
Really?
Totally. Yeah.
Even if it's at the end of the road.
Even if it's the end of the road, yeah. I've had a customer have a full empty dumpster delivered to him by one of my drivers. This is about 8 or 9 years ago. And somebody came by over the weekend and filled it up. They dug in the garbage, went and got garbage with the mail from this person's house.
Oh, my God.
We went to the person's house, and he told us, get the F away. We called the police, signed our complaint. We saw him in court.
That's intense. I will say this. I learned the weirdest things at this job.
You know what? That's what happens when you deal with the public.
Yeah, you know what? Thank you so much for calling. Call back anytime.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.